Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And I want to welcome you to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you here in the middle of winter and the cold time of Minnesota. We've got some really good news for you today on the Rediscover Hour. We're going to be talking about a huge conference that's going to be taking place for women here in the Twin Cities. But men, you've got a role. You've got a role in this conference. It's going to be coming up February 14th, and it's going to be at Epiphany in Coon Rapids, and it is Women in the New Evangelization. And in just a few minutes, Kelly Wahlquist, our local Kelly Wahlquist from the Catechetical Institute. She's also the director of Women in the New Evangelization. She's going to be joining us today, and we're going to talk with Patty Schneier, and she is one of the guests for this amazing conference. You don't want to miss this. This is the first in the Twin Cities, this type of conference. We're also going to be joined by Nancy Jo Sullivan, and she has a powerful testimony. And there's going to be great music at the conference. And Vicki Kippers, our own Vicki Kippers, is even going to be singing. We'll learn all about that. But if you know of someone that is interested in really growing in their faith, particularly women, I want you to just give them a call right now and say, you've got to tune in to Relevant Radio, because they're going to be talking about a big announcement coming up on February 14th. Women in the New Evangelization, better known as WINE, kind of a clever title. And we're going to be asking about some scholarships coming up, and also we've got a two-ticket giveaway on this show today. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And boy, you know, It's been a kind of a long winter. I know, talking to some of my friends, that they say they can't wait till spring. But, you know, the seasons in Minnesota, they go like you really look forward to summer. When summer comes, you look forward to the fall. When fall comes, you look forward to the winter. And when winter comes, you look forward to spring. And it kind of keeps on going. But we have to live in the moment right now and live with what God has given us in our life today and make the most of it and follow Him throughout all the seasons of life. I like the way Paul put it. You know, he said, I've learned to live in the winter. If he was writing in Minnesota, he'd say this: I've learned to live in the winter. I've learned to live in the summer. I've learned the secret. I can do all things. I can live in spring, winter, fall, summer, all of them, through Christ who strengthens me. And that is the key. So if you're in need of kind of a revival in your life and a real shot in the arm as far as spiritually and a pick you up, or you know of someone, I want you to ask them to tune in right now. So when we return, we'll talk with Kelly Wahlquist, and we will introduce some of our guests that are going to be at this amazing conference coming up February 14th. That's at Epiphany, and there still are some tickets available, even though this thing is nearly sold out. So you're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We'll be back to talk about that right after this.
Don't miss Old Log Theater's regional premiere production, Outside Mullingar, a Broadway romantic comedy about how it's never too late to take a chance on love. Set in rural Ireland, award-winning writer John Patrick Shanley gives us a perfect Irish moonstruck. Old Log Theater is newly renovated with a wonderful restaurant, cast, and crew in Excelsior near Lake Minnetonka. Playing through March 7th, Outside Mullingar is a Valentine to the wonder of love. For ticket information and dinner reservations, go to oldlog.com. That's oldlog.com.
Take a trip. Shop a main street. Hit the slopes. See a game in the state of hockey. Do a reindeer run. Mush in the boundary waters. Snuggle in front of a fireplace. Cross-country ski by candlelight. Catch a Broadway show. Or ride 2,000 miles of snowmobile trails. Because winter happens like this, only in Minnesota. Visit exploreminnesota.com to plan a winter adventure.
I believe in a blessing. blessing I don't understand. I've seen rain fall on the wicked and the just. Rain is no measure.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you. From the Office of Evangelization and Catechesis here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis. You know, speaking of the Office of Evangelization, we've got some wonderful things planned for this year, for the rest of the year, and we're looking forward on a weekly basis to introduce you to some, I think, some really great initiatives. And one of the latest that we're involved in is what we would call a partnership relationship with ministries, existing ministries that are really going places. And so I'm proud to tell you that the Office of Evangelization and Catechesis is partnering with Women in the New Evangelization, better known as WINE, for this amazing conference coming up February 14th at Epiphany in Coon Rapids. And leading the charge there for Women in the New Evangelization is a longtime friend and a friend of Relevant Radio and here in the Archdiocese, Kelly Walquist. Welcome to the Rediscover Hour.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you. And I know that, boy, the momentum is really picking up on this conference. And I know that a lot of our listeners have probably already heard about it. We've mentioned it in the months in the past. But has this surprised you to see that you're nearly full at this point, and we're only a couple weeks away?
To be honest, it has. It has a little bit. I know the hunger is out there. And when I was traveling the country and telling women about getting something together like this, a great conference to really bring us together with faith, fellowship, and fun, I would always hear their passion and their excitement. So I knew there was the hunger out there. I am a little surprised at how quickly this conference is filling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you have a maximum of just under 1,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
You're getting up there. For our listeners who are not familiar with Women in the New Evangelization, give us kind of a synopsis. What is this ministry about, and what do you have to offer to the women, not only of this archdiocese, but around the country?
Women in the New Evangelization, or WINE is the acronym, is really about women coming together and working in their gift and growing in their relationship with Christ. It's meeting women in their need, where they're at on their faith journey, and giving them the fellowship of other women so that they can have a relationship with other women, as well as that deepening their relationship with Christ. That's what it really encompasses. And we really follow the words of our Blessed Mother, her last words in Scripture, which are, do whatever He tells you. Do whatever He tells you. And sometimes doing the will of God is difficult, and it's difficult to do alone. But to do it in union with others, which we do as Catholics, is helpful. And like I was thinking the other day, if God said to me, Kelly, here's my will for you. I want you to wake up every morning at 5:30 in the morning and go to the gym. I'd be like, oh, I recognize the will of God in my life now. This is awesome. I'm going to do it. I can't wait. And for about 3 weeks, I'd be up every morning at 5:30 going to the gym. Mm-hmm. And then week three, the alarm goes off and I'd probably hit it and be like, oh, Lord, I'm going to sleep a little bit. But if I have my friend Nancy at the gym calling me saying, Kelly, you got to come. You got to come. We're in this together.
I'd wake you up.
She'd wake me up and I'd be at the gym. So it's really women helping other women recognize the will of God in their life and to do it together.
And it's small group based.
It is small group based. It's that bonding and that fellowship, that
relational.
Invitation, relational.
So that's something I've always said, is that women are radically relational.
Yes. That's what he's always said.
Actually,
ironically.
That's a part of a book you have coming out.
Yeah.
I know right. That. Well, let's talk a little bit about the conference, and then I want to bring in Patty Schneier, because she's your keynote this year, and we want to learn a little bit about her. But what can women expect when they come to this conference on February 14th at Epiphany?
Well, we have a very unique, fun, uplifting, heart-touching conference. They really can expect to gather with other women, to have that relational aspect. We have something in the morning where we're just opening it up at 7. Conference starts at 8. It goes from 8 to 2 on Valentine's Day, and we thought that was appropriate because then we figured the husbands could be home cleaning the house, taking care of the children, making mm-hmm. dinner for that Valentine's Day.
As usual.
As usual, yeah, I'm sure. But we opening it up a little early because women like to gather and talk and sometimes shop.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do that. We have some homemade caramel rolls and have that hour before. And then we've got two powerful speakers. One is a Test 20 speaker, which is Nancy Jo. Beautiful testimony.
Who's going to be with us in just a few minutes.
Yeah. And then Patty is going to be the keynote speaker. And what we did is kind of playing on that heart theme, because it is Valentine's Day. We took two of Catherine of Siena's, she's kind of been our saint as we've been going through planning. And we took two of her quotes and we banged them together. What's the Jewish word, Jeff?
Hekesh. In Hebrew, it's literally to bang two ideas or click two ideas together.
Yeah. So we did. We took two of her quotes, a heart drawn by love. And then her other quote is set on fire. But we really wanted this to be about us being sent on fire. We're going to be drawn by love that day, surrounded by women of the faith. And then we're going to be challenged to go out.
Well, it sounds like you're doing more than... You're doing more than just having a conference and a couple of speakers. You're inspiring women in the Twin Cities, but you're also connecting women in the Twin Cities and mobilizing so that they can begin to not only get together with one another in these small groups and encourage each other, but have a profound impact, hopefully, on their own lives and their family and their parish in the whole world.
Absolutely.
So it's very mission-oriented also.
It is. It's not just about the conference. The conference is just kind of a little glimpse into what's going on. We want women to come together and have that incredible experience, that what we'll call, let's say, a mountaintop experience. But 3 days later, we don't want them falling down the mountain. We want to still be there. There's more out there. We want to at least give them Polaroids, so a little picture of what that mountain looks like, because they're coming back there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk to our first guest, which is the keynote, Patty Schneier. She's a lifelong Catholic, housewife, and mother of three from the Archdiocese of St. Louis. And since October of 2003, Patty has been speaking at parishes, Catholic conferences across the United States, sharing her personal testimony. And using song, scripture, and writings from her journal, Patty shares the story of her challenge to God and his daily response. And she gives witness to the beauty of the church's teaching. And so we want to welcome Patty to the Rediscover Hour. How are you, Patty?
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Very good to hear your voice. And I know that we've met several times, and I've been so impressed with the talks that you give and what you're sharing. And we're very excited to have you up here in the cold tundra.
Well, I'm excited to come. I know it's in 2 weeks. I want you to know I went out and bought a new winter coat, an Arctic coat, to come up there.
So you didn't, Patty, you didn't need to do that. Warm. There's going to be shopping at this conference.
I like Patty. You're already doing the live in the moment like St. Paul.
Absolutely. I'm going to be warm, toasty warm, no matter where I go. You know, wherever God sends me, I'm ready to go.
Well, there's going to be quite a gathering of women in the Twin Cities on February 14th, and I know that your talk is called Come and Go,
yes.
And you have been, you've talked about this before, and you really connect with women, and you're very concerned about turning your home into truly a Catholic home, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think there are so many ways that we as women can influence not only our immediate family, our husbands, our children, and our relatives that come into our home, but our friends as well. And when you make your home a truly Catholic home, but how it looks, how it feels, and the actions and what you do in your home, it sends a very powerful statement. And it also then just can be contagious and overflow into the others that you bring into your home. And I think that's a very easy way, just one of the ways. I try to give everyday, ordinary tips and suggestions to help people live their Catholic faith to the full.
Mm-hmm. You know, in my background is Bible study, as you know, and the Jewish people long ago, they called the home a mikdash ma'at, a small temple. And they always looked at the home as a small temple. And I love what you're saying, Patty, because if you look at your home, even the artwork on the walls, yeah. You look at if there's holy water, the Bible, rosary, your home really can become not only a haven for rest for your family and love, but it can also be a witness, can it?
Absolutely. I like physical reminders, you know, glancing at a picture throughout the day, or just, you know, what's on your windowsill as you're doing the dishes. What are you looking at? What's above or on your fireplace? What's on your refrigerator? I once heard that you can really tell a family about the family of what's on the kitchen windowsill and what's on the refrigerator.
Yep.
So are there pictures of the saints? Are there quotes from the saints? Are there holy cards? I've got ordination holy cards of all the priests we're praying for lined up on my windowsill. You know, what is it in your family that is just a small reminder throughout the day to be praying, to be in union with our Lord, and then also just to have the beauty of Christian art to lift our heart, our mind, our soul to
yeah.
God.
Well, you know that phrase, where your treasure is, there's your heart. So you could say, what's in your wallet? You know, in your home.
Right. What's on your wall? What's in your home? What's in your bathroom?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to go into that little guest bathroom. What's in your bathroom?
Yeah.
If there's just something, a crucifix on the wall, or just it, you just don't know what it might be. What's on your coffee table? What books are you laying out? Again, it's just those are the little things we can do. But, of course, the most important thing is what we as a family do in inviting others to share in the life of the church, the liturgy throughout the year, the sacraments, going to events. All of those are ways that we can connect with others and invite people to come along.
I think, Patty, sometimes when you're surrounded by that, with all that beauty and with all those small little reminders of your faith, that you just naturally start to live it. And you can be a witness in what you do just naturally in your home. And I was looking through your website and on your book of your love letters from Mom. What's your book?
Yes, Love Letters from Mom on What Matters Most.
And I love that. It's such a witness. And I was thinking, you know, you probably weren't thinking as you were writing those love letters to your children that someday that would become a book that would then witness to others, would become, you know, a tool of evangelization. Did you ever think that as you set out to write just a sweet letter to your child?
No, I never in a million years thought I would. Well, I never thought I'd do any of this, to be honest with you. No, it's all been just an incredible journey of God opening doors and just trying to say yes to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. But no, I could have never thought these thoughts, dreamed these dreams, in my wildest imagination of how God would use just our everyday ordinary life and things that I do as a wife and mother that could somehow reach and touch other people. So the only thing I can say is I've been a journaler my entire life. I've always been capturing what God is doing in my prayer journals every morning. So that's just kind of been my way of praying. And then God has allowed me to share some of that with others. And it's just been an incredible, beautiful journey.
You know, Patty, a lot of people are going to be coming, a lot of women are going to be coming to the conference with a treasure in their life, and that is their children.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of anything more precious than your children. And the one thing that mothers want to do and oftentimes don't know how to do or feel like they're a failure or inadequate is truly passing on the faith to the next generation,
Absolutely.
To their children. I think about, you know, the children of Israel coming over into the Promised Land. And the last thing that Moses, one of the last things he said is, if you're going to be successful, you've got to teach your children. You got to pass this on. For those women who are coming, are you going to talk about that?
Yes, absolutely, because honestly, that is what I felt the Holy Spirit prompted me why to write this book, Love Letters from Mom on What Matters Most, because I do hear from women all over the United States, and the ache in their heart from grandmothers and mothers, aunts, everyone is, what can I do for my 21-year-old who perhaps, you know, wants to move in with her boyfriend? Or what do I do for my son who no longer is going to church? I hear those stories over and over again. It's the ache in that mother's heart. You know, when we raise our children Catholic, and then when they leave for college or that first job, move away, will it stick? Will mm-hmm. they make the faith their own? And how can we possibly reach them when they're at that stage of life? You know, we've done everything we possibly could have done in their early youth, but then we all still have that yearning and ache and that fear. Sometimes it's a fear of will they make it their own. So, yes, I will definitely address that in the conference, and that is why I wrote the book, Love Letters from Mom on What Matters Most, because I have found that when you write a letter to your child, whether that child is 10, 20, or 40 years old, it doesn't matter how old. A mom is always a mom. But when you write a letter, that it's amazing to me, does not only the child read the letter, but often save it, keep it, and reread it. And that's what happened in my own life. My dad wrote one letter to me on the night of my senior prom. I was 18 years old, and I have saved that letter for over 30 years. I've reread it, and I know that when I want to really speak to the heart of my own kids, who are 22, 21, and 17 right now, I write them a letter,
mm-hmm.
and it's amazing when I go in their room, I find, you know, they have not thrown those letters away. They keep those letters.
You know, Judy Cousins, the mother of our own Bishop Cousins here, We talked to her on the air not too long ago, and she said she does the same thing, and that writing that letter is a very intimate, personal thing, and she writes them to her grandchildren also, which is a whole nother level of communication. Can you give us one little teaser tip on what you would say to parents about passing the faith on? I know you're going to give a lot when you're here, but I'm not going to be there to hear it because, well, I'm a man and we're going to be serving the women that day.
He's got cleaning and cooking to do that morning.
I need one tip from you now.
Okay, well, I guess I would say the whole of the talk, you want a teaser for the talk that I'm actually going to give. All right. I would say it's the analogy for this talk, come and go. It's like the ocean. The waves come in and then they go out. Or it's like breathing air into our lungs. We breathe the air in and then we exhale out. And Jesus used those two words, come and go, very, very often throughout his ministry and throughout the gospel. So first, we have to come closer. We must draw closer to the Lord. And that's our own personal relationship with Jesus and falling in love with him and the church and the sacraments. And then we can breathe out. And then we're like the waves that were sent out. But I really do believe we're sent out just into our ordinary, everyday lives, filled mm-hmm. with joy, which is contagious then to anyone and everyone we meet. Whether you are at the hair salon or whether you're on the golf course, you are a witness, and your little actions are being noticed, and they send a powerful message. So I have a very funny story, I will say, about the hair salon and what happened one day as I am getting my hair highlighted. That's all I'll say about that.
I think Jeff has that same story when you were getting your hair highlighted,
yeah.
Right?
No, I was going to tell you, so after the show here, you just hang on because I want to hear the rest of the talk. But, you know, evangelization is a big issue today, and we're living in the new evangelization. And oftentimes we hear about the new evangelization, and we can even define it as evangelizing those who have not heard the gospel, evangelizing those who are Catholic, but they need to have a new work in their heart, and then evangelizing the faithful and supporting them. We can define it, we can write about it, we can talk about it, but what does it really mean to evangelize? And I know that you give tips on evangelizing your friends and your family. Talk to me a little bit about evangelizing and how the average person with an average knowledge really can be a part of this new evangelization.
Sure. Well, I'll just give you some things that have happened in my own life that I didn't even realize were means of evangelization. For example, I carry around my Bible bag. I have it with me all the time, and it is my Bible, my journal, my reflection books, because I'm going to Eucharistic Adoration, or maybe I'm just going to the orthodontist that day, and I'm going to want to catch up on my spiritual reading in the office. So I carry this around with me. It's in my car and goes with me wherever I go. Well, a lot of times the students on the parking lot of my own parish will say, Mrs. Schneier, what's in the bag? You know, they always see me with this bag. And it's just by a simple question, and I can say, oh, this is my Bible bag. This is where I read the daily readings of the church, or I take this with me into Eucharistic Adoration. You know, right there is a moment of evangelization. They see this woman every day walk across the church parking lot with this black bag, and they're curious, what's in the bag? And all you have to do is just give a reason. Just mm-hmm. tell them. Or something in your home that's on the wall that's beautiful, and someone will say, where did you get that? And you explain, oh, I was in this beautiful monastery, and, you know, wherever that gift shop was, or the story behind it. Just tell the story behind what you're doing in your everyday life or what's in your home.
And it's amazing what God can do with that ripple effect. Like, you take your little loaves and fishes, your meager, what you're thinking, just a quick little evangelization of what's in my Bible bag, and he can just multiply it. And I think of you giving your talk and having a seminarian hear it and thinking, wow, this is just incredible. Yeah. And him taking that talk and giving it to a bishop, and pretty soon it's in 25,000 homes.
Exactly. That's how this whole thing started. One little talk, a seminarian handed to a friend, he handed it to his bishop. That bishop ordered 25,000 copies. It was Bishop Zipfel in 2007 Bismarck, North Dakota.
How many copies?
He ordered 25,000 copies of my little testimony, Prove It God, and he did. And
wow.
He sent a note to every single family in his archdiocese.
Beautiful.
And sent them a copy of this CD.
Beautiful.
And said, listen to this. It's just the ordinary testimony of a housewife and mother, but
yeah.
I want you to listen to it. And again, it's just been one thing after the next. And, you know, One More Soul published it, then it was Lighthouse Catholic Media. I didn't do a thing. It's all been word of mouth. But again, it was started by just that seminarian handing it to his bishop. Thing.
Can you give me the name of that seminary and off the air?
You know, he's now a priest. Yes. I will. He's my dear, dear friend, Father Russ Kovach of the Diocese of Bismarck, North Dakota.
That's a great diocese.
Took that little CD and handed it to Bishop Zipfel.
That's great.
And the ripple effect of that has changed my life.
You know what I like so much about that, Patty, and what I'm excited for the women to hear you speak on February 14th is a word you just said, an ordinary housewife.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really love about your story is that you say it's not this big conversion. I'm coming into the faith. It's not this reversion. I've always been part of the faith.
Right.
But all of a sudden, it just really, really took hold and hit me. And I think a lot of us women, we really recognize that. We feel that in our own lives, that we're just this... We're an ordinary housewife, you know, and we think that all these big conversion stories have to be these just eye-opening, fall off your horse, you know. But I guess Paul was
didn't fall off a horse.
Didn't fall off a horse.
No. Some other story, I'm afraid. There.
No, but I was thinking he was also, you know, just ordinary as well, you know, and what he was doing. So it's just we all have these think that you have to have this incredible. Earth-shattering moments.
Well, when you look at a testimony like yours, Patty, or anybody else, so often we have a tendency to think of ourselves as, well, I'm just a small person. I'm just out here doing this little thing. The world doesn't know about me or anything like that. But you know what? That's what the kingdom is made up of. It's like this. It's like the mustard seed that when you plant it, it grows into something beautiful, but only with the help of the Lord. And the truth of the matter is that your story is a unique story. And I would say to all of our friends listening, your story is unique.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's story is a unique story.
Yeah, and it has the potential of absolutely turning upside down an individual, a church, or a community.
It's true.
And it just may be what they need to hear.
It's true. And today's gospel, of course, is that parable of the mustard seed, and it's so funny that you say that. That is my favorite parable of all, because it was this teeny, tiny seed that absolutely grew into this huge flowering bush, and God did it all, and I'm just along for the ride. I feel like I'm on a roller coaster just saying, "Wee, pinch me," as we go up and down, up and down. And of course, there are sacrifices, and of course, it's not always easy in a cakewalk, but the journey is incredible. But every woman has a story. Every woman, every male, everyone has a story. If you are in union with God and if you have a relationship with Jesus, then He's working in your life somehow. And we just need to be emboldened to share it with just perhaps even our best friend or our husband or our neighbor or friends at church after church for coffee. And you never know how your story can impact and influence and inspire others.
That's for sure. We're talking with Patty Schneier. She's the keynote speaker for the big conference coming up in the Twin Cities, February 14th, Women in the New Evangelization. And it is going to be at Epiphany in Coon Rapids. And Kelly, give the web address right now for those that have to get out and go to work maybe. Where can they get more information about how to sign up for the conference?
Sure. You can go to womeninthenewevangelization.com and just click under events and you can sign up right there, sign up online. I would suggest you do it quickly. We are selling out for people excited to come and hear great stories like Patty's. Thank you, Patty.
Give the address again.
womeninthenewevangelization.com.
Okay. Well, Patty, it's been so good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
And I am looking forward to seeing you. I think you and I were together down in
Atlanta.
That's right. We were at the Eucharistic Congress down there, you and your husband, and that was a great time. We're looking forward to welcoming you up here into the tundra.
I can't wait.
And you get that new coat.
Come to balmy Minnesota.
Make sure your husband has a new coat, too. It's all equal here.
Hey, I'm hoping I bring a little southern jet stream with me or something. But either way, I can't wait to be with all of you, to see you again, and to be with the women of the Archdiocese of Minneapolis-St. Paul. It's going to be a great event. I know, Kelly, you've worked so hard for this, and I'm just excited to be a part of it. So I'll see you in about 2 weeks.
Can people get your book when you're here?
Yes. I will definitely have copies of my book. I'll be signing books. I'll be there early in the morning and all throughout the day, as well as afterwards. I'll be there for book signings. And, yes, I'll have plenty of resources, tapes, CDs, for the women if they're interested.
Very good. And if people want to get in touch with you, Patty, it's simply www.pattyschneier.com. That's
correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks so much. See you soon.
Yep. Patty Schneier. She's going to be at the big conference coming up on February 14th. You know, as we're talking right now, Kelly, I'm thinking to myself, this thing's filling up as we're talking. And I want people to move on that. And if they know of somebody who needs to go, they should get on the stick there. And speaking of that, we got two tickets to give away. We have two tickets to give away. And what do people need to do to...
They need to call the Office of Evangelization.
All right.
It'll be the first caller at the Office of Evangelization. And Jeff, you got the phone number?
I got the number right here. So get those phones ready. I'll give you the number. If you're the first caller, you're going to get two tickets to this amazing conference. Here's the number, and then we're going to take a break. It's 651-291-4411. I'll give it to you again, 651-291-4411. I hope you're the first caller. We got two tickets waiting for you. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We'll be back. We're going to talk with Nancy Jo Sullivan right after this.
Rediscover.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
There are a million little decisions that you make every day that impact who your child will become. The actions you take when they're little will impact the rest of their lives. Enrolling your child in St. Mark's preschool through 8th grade is one of those million decisions that can really pay off for you and for your child. Our school offers a safe, nurturing environment that our parents love. Our teachers and parents work together in partnership, making sure each child is cared for, challenged, and happy as they meet and exceed academic and social goals. Hi, I'm Zach Sexer, principal of St. Mark's Catholic School in St. Paul, and I invite you to learn more. I want to be a partner in your child's education, and we will work hard to make sure it's one of the best decisions you'll make on behalf of your child. For more information, visit markerspride.com or call us at 651-644-3380. 651-644-3380. Or join us at our information session the evening of Wednesday, February 11th. We look forward to hearing from you.
Well, it's a new day. Oh, it's a new time. There's a new way. I'm gonna live my life. Oh, the old has passed away, and the new has come. Praise God, it's a brand new day.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. We are having a great time here today. We already talked to Patty Schneier, who's the keynote for the big Women in the New Evangelization Conference. And these other ladies here in the studio are kind of dancing around. I think they got a lot of energy. Makes you kind of,
it's a new day.
I was going to say it makes you want to be a woman, but I'm not going to say that. Okay? The men's conference is coming up March 21st. And I think we're going to have to trump you guys, but we're still working on it.
Little competition, huh?
Yeah.
Men are so competitive.
I'm joined by Kelly Wahlquist, who is putting on the Women in the New Evangelization Conference coming up. That's February 14th at Epiphany, and it's filling up, so you go get those tickets, sign up for it right now. We actually had a contest just a couple minutes ago for two tickets. I'm going to get the name of that winner in just a few minutes, and I'll announce it to you. But I want to introduce you to Nancy Jo Sullivan. Nancy Jo Sullivan is part of the Twin Cities here, has been in the Twin Cities for quite some time. She's an incredibly inspirational author and speaker, and I've come to know her and very impressed with not only her writing, but her unique stories and how much she loves the Lord. And she's published with Random House, Guidepost, Reader's Digest, and the Huffington Post. Her newest book, Small Mercies, was recently published by Loyola Press, and in the book she writes about God's presence in motherhood, family, and love. And I want to welcome you, Nancy Jo Sullivan, to the Rediscover Hour.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you. And of course, you've known Kelly, and I've known you for quite some time. And I'm curious, how did you get involved in Women in the New Evangelization in Wine?
Well, I'll tell you, as a Catholic author, I often give retreats. And one of the things that I've noticed as I've gone out to parishes is that these events are usually attended by women my age, women who are middle-aged and older. And after the retreats, I always say to myself, gosh, where are all the young millennial women? Mm-hmm. And over the past decade, I've been imagining this large gathering that includes Catholic women of all ages and from all backgrounds. And I've had this strong sense that young millennial women really are craving the wisdom of the stories that we who are older have lived. And as I was thinking about this last summer, I thought, you know, I'm going to call Jeff Cavins. I'm going to go chat with him and see what's happening in the bigger picture mm-hmm. in our archdiocese. So you might remember that.
I remember it very clearly.
Yeah, I emailed you and I said, you know, I'd like to come and just have a conversation about that. So you warmly welcomed me into your office and I began telling you that, you know, I'm thinking that I just want to be connected with the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. What's happening here in our archdiocese that I can be part of?
Right.
How can I share my gifts? I'm sort of out, you know, doing my thing with the retreats, and I've got all these publishing projects that I'm working on, but I'm Catholic to the core, and I wanted to talk to you about that. And as we sat at this long conference table, I began sharing this dream.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Jeff, I just see this open space, and I see hundreds of Catholic women. And I see us worshiping together and laughing and singing and sharing our stories of faith. But it's not just women my age.
Mm-hmm.
It's the young millennials, women in their 20s and 30s. And I see us all sharing right. our story of faith.
Kind of almost like a vision you had.
It
of, a,
was.
Of a possibility out there.
Yeah. And you didn't say anything.
I thought you were talking about O'Gara's at the moment, but I found out it was something else.
No, you didn't say anything at all, but you got on your cell phone and you turned to me and you said, I got to have Kelly come up here. I got to have her talk to you. And so I said, well, I wonder who Kelly is. So a few minutes later, Kelly came in with this big notebook and she put it down on the table and I said, Kelly, I was just telling Jeff about this dream that I have for women's ministry. And she opened up the notebook and she handed me a sheet. And the sheet outlined this new initiative mm-hmm. in our archdiocese, Women in the New Evangelization. Mm-hmm. And as she explained that this was an outreach, this was, I think you used the word movement. You wanted this to be a movement. You wanted this to be a call for Catholic women yeah. to come together. And as you were talking, I started thinking to myself, you know, I was thinking of that passage that's tucked away in the first chapter of Luke. And it's the one where, and most of our listeners know the story by heart, it's where Mary greets Elizabeth.
Yes.
And Elizabeth says, you know, Mary, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?
Mm-hmm.
For at the sound of your greeting, the baby leapt in my womb.
Mm-hmm.
And in that initial conversation, I know you remember this,
yes,
Kelly. We
very
had
well.
This moment where we said, gosh, I feel like this is a Mary and Elizabeth moment here.
We were leaping.
No, and I was probably Elizabeth because I've got 10, 15 years on you. But, you know, I just had this feeling that God was present in our meeting. And then when I started talking about the work that I've done with evangelical women.
Mm-hmm.
And many of our listeners might be familiar with the Women of Faith conferences.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And boy, our evangelical sisters are a well-organized machine. Those events occur annually and in almost every state, and they draw throngs
right.
of Christian women. But I said, Kelly, what couldn't we do something like that? I mean, these Catholic women that we have in this archdiocese are a force to be reckoned with. Why can't we have a conference right like that right here in Minneapolis? And then what did you do?
We are. That's what we're doing. I got to tell you, one thing I really like about that story that you just told is that you were wondering about the young women in their 20s and 30s, and Jeff called me. That's great, Jeff. Thanks for putting me in that young group.
Missed the boat there, didn't you?
But what went on from that day, there definitely was this synergy between us. This is on the hearts of many women out there.
That's what I was going to ask both of you, is that what Nancy Jo Sullivan came to you with, this is what I see, women getting together. Right. This has to be on the heart of not just leaders, but a lot of women deep down inside, even if they can't articulate it.
That's right. And when I was traveling, like where Wine sprung from, is traveling the country and seeing women reinvent the wheel, and everyone has that heart and that passion, and we're thinking, man, if our Protestant sisters can do it and they can get 20,000 on fire praising the Lord, we can do it. We can do it. And so what Wine has done is it has grown. It has flourished into a core team of just talented women putting on this wonderful, wonderful event. And we're so blessed that you're going to be there to share your story, your testimony. Nancy is our testimony speaker and has just a beautiful testimony about a heart being drawn by love. You get the first part of Catherine of Siena's quote, a heart drawn by love.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your talk.
Well, you know, when I reflect upon what that means, what does it mean to have a heart that is drawn by love? Memories of my late daughter, Sarah, come to mind. Sarah was born with Down syndrome, and though her stay on earth was very brief, it was just 23 years, she imparted some incredible lessons of faith, hope, and love. And as I'm talking, I'm kind of thinking back to when Sarah was a little girl. When she was about 8 years old, she developed this fondness for fairy tales. Mm-hmm. And so her room was lined with bookshelves that were filled with stories of Cinderella and Snow White and Belle. And on one shelf, she had a crown collection. Sarah believed hook, line, and sinker that she was royalty. And part of that was that when she was very young, we would say, Sarah, your name means God's princess, and that's who you are. Mm-hmm. You are God's princess. So Sarah really lived her
identity.
She did. She absolutely did. But I remember one afternoon, I was sitting in our family room on the couch. Sarah was kind of cuddled up next to me. And at that time, Sarah had two younger sisters. So the three of us were sort of smooshed together. And we were reading Snow White. And I remember I turned the page. And here was this beautiful illustration of Snow White in her gown and her crown. And Sarah was sitting next to me, and she leaned into the book like she was just mesmerized by this illustration. She had these thick glasses on, and she had her little hearing aid, and she pointed to the picture, and she said, Mom, that's me. And she got up, and she began dancing around the family room. And as clear as a bell, I heard her say, I'm loved.
That's powerful.
And so her sisters got up. Mm-hmm. And of course I got up too. And we had this beautiful, sweet dance in the family room. And I love thinking about that image because I think so many women feel that their lives are meaningless. We were talking earlier, Patty was talking about the power of just being an ordinary housewife. Most of us kind of just live our lives and, you know, we kind of hope that we're living well, and we kind of hope that, you know, we'll get into the pearly gates and we pray. But there's something so beautiful And this is what I don't want to share the whole story of Sarah because there's so much.
And
that
let me just interject. Hold your thought there. You've told this to me before, and it floored me. Mm-hmm. I remember calling a couple of people saying, you will not believe this story, because you haven't told some parts of it that absolutely will melt the heart. And I hope you save that for the conference. But go ahead. I just wanted you to know this story touched me in a profound way.
Well, and you know, Sarah's simple faith touched me. It transformed the faith life of our entire family. But when I talk about Sarah, it isn't rocket scientist stuff. It's just simple faith. And I also remember, you know, when Sarah was collecting her crowns and reading her fairy tale books, I often, as a mother, I thought to myself, you know, I wish there was a way that I could kind of tell her who the Lord was. You know, I wasn't sure how much she was comprehending. My younger daughters, of course, when we'd open up the children's Bible, we'd read stories of Jesus feeding the 5,000 and, you know, all those beautiful stories of faith that we know so well. I never really knew how much Sarah was comprehending. Well, one day she was sitting at the kitchen table and she was reading her fairy tales. And I said to her, I said, Sarah, that crown that you're wearing today looks really becoming on you. And she said, why, thank you. And I had this moment where I thought, that's it. Sarah gets it.
Uh-huh.
She gets it that she is a child of a great king.
Yes.
And I sat down with her and I said, Sarah, and I grabbed the Bible and I said, Sarah, see this book?
Mm-hmm.
I said, this book is filled with stories of your king.
Wow. And that's what connected.
Well, she kind of giggled a little bit. But the next night, as I walked past her room, she had the Bible open. And she was running her hand over the verses. And I said, Sarah, what are you doing? And she said, I'm reading about my king.
Oh, boy. So, isn't that powerful? She got it.
She did.
In such a beautiful, simple way, she got the basic message, and that is that she's reading about her king. She's the daughter of a king. She's a prince.
That's right.
And she really, really believes it. Wouldn't it be nice if all of the people out there in the world today really, really believed it at that level?
Well, you wonder what the world would be like if each of us woke up in the morning and we looked at ourselves in the mirror and we saw that shimmering crown on our head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would we live with more joy? Would we reach out to our brothers and sisters because we would know we're all part of the same royal family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can give each other honor and we can give each other smiles and we can come to each other with outstretched arms. I sometimes think about that. That would be really neat, wouldn't it?
It is. That is. We're talking with Nancy Jo Sullivan. She's going to be the testimony at this Women in the New Evangelization Conference. If you just joined us, this is a beautiful conference that's coming up. It's a cooperation, a partnership between the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis, the Office of Evangelization and Catechesis. That's what I'm directing right now. It's a partnership between this office and Women in the New Evangelization, which is based in the Twin Cities, but really is a national movement, as Nancy Jo said just a few minutes ago. And Patty Schneier, who we spoke to earlier, is going to give a keynote. And Nancy Jo Sullivan, you're going to be sharing your testimony. And I know you've saved some really good stuff for the ladies. And we just found out who won two tickets to that conference. And why don't you be a partner with us here? Tell us who's got the two tickets coming to them.
Okay, we need a drum roll here.
Here we go.
Oh, it's Jeanette from West St. Paul.
Very good. Jeanette from West St. Paul, thanks for calling in. You're going to get two tickets for the conference coming up, and I hope you will come and you'll bring a friend, and it will be fruitful. We have a few minutes left in the show, so what I would like to do is quickly review with you, Kelly and Nancy Jo. Feel free to jump in. a little bit more about, for those that didn't get in on the beginning of the show, what the conference is about, how people can sign up, and the nature of being a member of WINE, or Women in the New Evangelization.
The conference is the WINE Catholic Women's Conference on February 14th, and it is a heart drawn by love and sent on fire. And Nancy Jo will be doing the testimony talk of how our hearts are drawn by the love of God. And Patty Schneier will be speaking to us of how we can be sent on fire. We've got a lot planned for that day, a lot of fun and interactive, wonderful events. One of those is from 2 to 3, where you can stay. The conference goes from 8 to 2. You're welcome to leave at 2 and go get ready for your Valentine's Day evening. Or you can stay from 2 to 3 and learn about WINE. And not only learn about what Women in the New Evangelization WINE is and how it's going to affect our archdiocese, but you can also get your book signed by some of the great authors we'll have there. Nancy, of course, will have her book, and Patty. But we also have some really incredible female Catholic writers right here in our backyard. So we thought Women in the New Evangelization is all about elevating women in their gift. Why not showcase these wonderful women? So we have about 10 authors that'll be there from that 2 to 3 where you can get your book signed or speak to the authors. You can speak to the core team of Women in the New Evangelization, our WINE specialists, and they can fill you in a little bit more on what WINE is. And then at 3 o'clock, we have a really special event. We've got our very own Vicki Kippers right here in St. Paul is going to be leading us in her version of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
And it's not just a version, is it?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's unbelievable. When we had Vicki Kippers on, I don't know, a month or so ago, I think, and she spoke to us about the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and we got some response on that. You've never heard one quite like this. It's so incredibly beautiful. And of course, she's a member of Voice Trek, and she's just incredible.
She's incredible. We also have Kara Klein, who's a young artist. Just another beautiful, beautiful message, beautiful voice will be leading us in praise and worship music. We have so much going on, and it really is about coming together, living our faith together, and just rejoicing in it.
Nancy Jo, this seems to be kind of coming true for you. Oh. This is actually happening.
Well, you know, we who have dreamed of this event for such a long time, now we have the honor, and it really truly is an honor, to welcome our sisters in Christ.
Yep.
Young, old, yes. Divorced, single, wherever you're at, you are welcome. And I kind of feel like we're Elizabeth with those outstretched arms. Blessed are you.
So come in haste.
Come in haste.
It's going to happen. Once again, the website, Kelly?
WomenInTheNewEvangelization.com.
Few tickets left. Sign up. It's going to be February 14th. Men, you're going to be behind the scenes serving and interceding and praying for the women during this. You'll find all the information on the website. Thanks, ladies, for joining me. When we come back, we've got some important events coming up on the calendar here in the Twin Cities.
Thank you.
Rediscover.
Catholic schools in our area provide communities of faith, knowledge, and service. Catholic schools partner with parents as the primary educators to help each child do their best. Catholic schools support the development of the whole person and provide a firm foundation for success, with more than 93% of Catholic school students in the Twin Cities ranking above average in reading, math, and science. Visit an open house or support a Catholic school near you now during this year's celebration of Catholic schools. Coordinated Business Systems has a long history of support of Catholic education in our area and bring you this message on Relevant Radio.
Business technology leadership and business technology solutions from Coordinated Business Systems. SmartPrint Managed Print Services. DocSmart Electronic Document Storage and Retrieval. Proactive IT Managed Services. Unified Communications. All designed to streamline workflow and help you better serve your customers. Call 952-894-9460.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. What a great show. What a great show we have talking about the women in the new evangelization. But there's a lot of other things coming up. The Knights of Columbus, Father Finley Council, along with presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Men's Club, present a Valentine's Married Couples Dinner. That's also on February 14th. The evening includes 5 p.m. Mass with Bishop Andrew Cousins, 6 p.m. dinner catered by Casetta Event, and a special presentation by Bishop Cousins, How Marriage Invites Us to Live the Cross and the Resurrection of Jesus. Sweethearts Dance begins at 8, and you can contact Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish at 651-777-8116. That's 651-777-8116.
The Argument Club for Women hosts an evening to address the question, surrogacy, compassion, or commodity? Tuesday, February 3rd, St. John the Baptist Church in New Brighton, 6 p.m. Appetizers and libations at 7 p.m. And the program is at 7 p.m. No reservation necessary. $10 at the door. Find out more. Call St. Croix Valley Faith Formation, 651-351-3175. That's 651-351-3175.
Hey, newlyweds. The Archdiocesan Newly Married Retreat will be held on Saturday, February 7th at the Church of St. Charles Borromeo in St. Anthony. That's at 9 a.m., goes to 2:30 in the afternoon. All married couples who have not yet reached their 8th anniversary are invited to attend. The retreat includes keynote talks by Father Mark Dosh and David Rinaldi. Also breakout sessions, confession, and renewal of wedding vows. $40 per couple. You can register online at archspm.org or call 651-291-4553. That's 651-291-4553. And we got a great show coming up for you next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about the power of music, and we're going to talk with a couple of very, very powerful young musicians. We're going to look at power of praise.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.